Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Inc.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend, about to have a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, a founding member of our Brain Trust. She goes back with us all the way to 1997. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how long Karen Kerrigan has been a member of our Brain Trust. And she was with us before we even called it a Brain Trust. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, and she takes her advocacy for small business message all over the world. And she's our good friend, Karen Kerrigan. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here.
Good to have you back. As you know, folks, as you've heard me say many times before, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than Karen Kerrigan. Karen, you just got back from Greece. And everybody should know by now that Greece is as close to a basket case from the standpoint of its sovereign debt, from the standpoint of its, the way their society feels about government and about work and retirement and how to solve their problems. Greece is a basket case right now, isn't it?
Yeah, from a you're right, from a fiscal, you know, perspective, and you know, debt and how that's weighing, you know, on the future and on the private sector, they have a lot of problems. But you know, Jim, when you're on the ground in a lot of these countries, you know, it's just amazing still how entrepreneurs and business people, you know, just continue to help to move the country forward and get them through times like this. I still was amazed, you know, walking around Athens, going to all my meetings, you know, visiting with the entrepreneurial community there, you know, still how vibrant Greece is. I mean, I have to tell you, just going around the city and going to the stores, going to my meetings, you really wouldn't know that there, you know, was a major crisis going on. And, you know, I think that's due to, you know, the thousands and thousands of, you know, small business owners and entrepreneurs who are keeping the country humming. Now, there certainly is, with some in the entrepreneur sector, a lot of concern about the future of the country. You know, like everywhere, from a fiscal and policy perspective, there's great uncertainty. But then there is a whole bunch of entrepreneurs, particularly a lot of women entrepreneurs I met with at an event that I spoke at on Thursday, who are very optimistic about the future of the country, who are doing very, very neat things. And then also I went to a technology hub, a cluster called Corellia, where they are basically helping to foment and develop the whole technology sector in Greece. And you have lots of those little companies who are doing extremely well in serving, you know, some of the biggest names in the companies on a global basis. So there are signs of hope, Jim, which is great, and it's all because of entrepreneurs. Surprise, right?
Absolutely. How did those folks feel about the government employees who've been getting, who've been retiring at age 50 on the government dole, which means coming out of the pocket of entrepreneurs? How do they feel about that?
Well, you know, I think there's a couple of things, you know, in terms of how they feel about that. I mean, number one, they do understand that, you know, gosh, for, you know, for some time now, for a decade or more, two decades, the, you know, parents and were very influential in terms of, you know, pushing, encouraging, you know, their kids to go into the public sector, you know, that it was very safe, that, you know, this was the way to go. So, you know, from a cultural perspective, they feel like that has hurt, you know, the entrepreneurial culture in Greece.
Right.
But also, you know, my understanding is 1 out of 10 people in Greece, you know, work for the government. But they also understand that, you know, this cannot go on anymore. I mean, you know, first of all, they can't withstand that type of, you know, adding on, you know, to those costs in the public sector. And also, you know, there is an agreement that they've made with the EU, you know, that they have to cut spending. So, and cut those types of positions, and they've seen those cuts already in terms of, you know, what's happening. So, again, they know the competitive pressure from the outside. They know the agreement that the Greece government signed on to, you know, basically, you know, is setting Greece on a course where it has to depend more on the private sector and on, you know, building and sort of restoring this entrepreneurial culture. But there's still some challenges ahead. There's no doubt about it, Jim.
Once again, the entrepreneur saves the day, and that's what's going on in Greece. And Karen, thank you for that report. Thank you for representing entrepreneurs in that in your conference over there. And we're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, Karen and I are going to talk about some things a little closer to home. 22, I'm Jim Blessingame. Karen Kerrigan is our guest. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.